just over a minute remaining in regulation. Now the Coyotes trying to get the lead again. They score! Lawson Kraus! Clayton Keller tracked down a loose puck. It looked like behind the net, or possibly Larson again, but the puck went out to Kraus, and it was Kraus who scored earlier in this third period to tie the game. Now gives the Coyotes the lead again. It's 5-4.
That's Bob Heathouse on the call on these airwaves on Saturday. The Coyotes get a win over the Seattle Kraken, and here to talk about it with us, Chief Hockey Development Officer for the Arizona Coyotes, the one and only Shane Doan, checks in here on Bickley and Marotta Mornings. Doaner, winning streak possible. How's it feel?
It's very exciting.
look, let's just put it this way as a starting point. It is unequivocal right now that the Arizona Coyotes absolutely own the Seattle Kraken. Never lost to them.
Yeah. Wow.
Never, ever lost to them. That's right. We haven't. Can we play them another time, or is that, is that it? So
I guess, Donner, the big question I have is, if one goalie is Veggie, is the other one known as Wedgie, and should Veggie and Wedgie have their own morning show in Phoenix?
I never even thought of that, but that's a pretty good morning show, I think.
I would think so, wouldn't it be? Veggie and Wedgie?
I had the same thought.
Yeah. Because Scott Wedgwood came in net for the Coyotes in their lone victory.
Yes.
Did you guys see the stat about Scott Wedgwood?
No.
The last time that the Arizona Coyotes were 0-10-1, they traded for Scott Wedgwood. And they traded it was a little trade. He came in, played, won the game. So ended the streak. That was like 5 years ago. This year, we picked him up on waivers like 3 days before the game. We started the game. He wasn't in. We put him in, and he won again. He hadn't been with us since that win before, and it's just a crazy stat.
That's unbelievable. That's unbelievable.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah.
That's nuts.
Yeah, so.
Honestly speaking, though, we're having a little fun with it. It's been a rough beginning, as we've talked about with you in previous weeks, Doaner, but what does this do for a young team that's maybe doubting itself a little bit, just to get that taste of a victory? And the way they did it, that fall behind two goals in the first minute against Seattle the other night, that's got to put a little pep in the step moving forward, right?
Without a doubt. I mean, after the game, where I was down in the dressing room or by the dressing room, the guys were talking, and you could hear, like, the energy and the excitement was incredible. And one of the guys that had won the Stanley Cup a few years ago said, he's like, literally, this was the best feeling since I'd won the Stanley Cup to win that game, which sounds funny, but the emotion that was in it. I mean, this is the hardest on the players. What they're going through, as hard as it is on everyone, the management, fans, everyone, nothing is harder than what it is on the players. Like, they carry it harder and heavier than anybody. And for them to kind of, like you said, get that win and get a little bit pep in their step is, I think it's huge. And I was pretty excited for them.
Well, what was weird about it is, if I'm not mistaken, the first three shots on net were all goals in that game.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird when that happens, when it's like games begin and goalies can't find the puck?
Well, and I think the last two shots went in. So the first three went in, and then the last two went in.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy.
It was just a fun night.
Yeah,
it was
right.
A fun night that it was a really good, it was a great crowd. The building was full, and it was, there was a lot of Seattle fans that wanted to watch their team for the first time. They were excited, and then the energy started to build. And when they tied it up, so they tied it up with 40 seconds left, which was heartbreaking to, you know, We were up by one, they tied up with 40 seconds left. The whole crowd is, the Seattle fans are excited. Our crowds couldn't believe it. And then for us to win it, it was special. It was a fun night.
Shane Doan, our guest, as he is on Tuesday mornings, Chief Hockey Development Officer for the Arizona Coyotes, checks in on the 72 Sold Sports Line. Bick and I talk about fans a lot on this show, fan behavior, fan support, especially, and you went through it for so long here in Phoenix as a guy who represented this city. You get a lot of opposing fans at games. Was there an opposing fan base that got under your skin during your career more than any other, Shane?
Detroit.
Yeah, you didn't have to think about that very much.
No, that was very, very declarative and definitive.
Maybe it's because I kept winning all the time, and it just was so freaking frustrating. Yeah, it was so frustrating. And hey, they had a great team, and we played them. I think I played them four times in the playoffs, so I didn't beat them one time. We went to seven games, I think, once or twice. And, yeah, they would be just as many of them as there was of us. And I always used to joke and tease with them because I have a bunch of friends that are Detroit fans. I was like, hey, if I could get out of Detroit and come spend some time anywhere, I'd come here too. So they just wanted to leave Detroit. And so coming here was a good idea, I guess.
Yeah, and Detroit fans are also, they're at the root of fans throwing things like seafood and mollusks on the ice. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean,
I know. Now it's spreading. It's spreading now to Do you see Nashville throwing on catfish? Florida throws rats on the ice.
That's disgusting. All right, here's my last question. I made a note of this because Alex Ovechkin in year 17 has got 11 goals. He's got 60 shots on goal. He's still playing at a crazy high level. Do we as hockey fans, or do hockey fans in general, not talk about Alex Ovechkin in the same way that maybe he should be spoke about in terms of, you know, Gretzky and Mario Lemieux, that kind of stuff?
Well, there's a huge argument going on whether or not he's going to get Wayne Gretzky's record. And I'm probably on the side that I think it's going to be tough. That being said, he is the greatest goal scorer in our sport, not even close. When Gretzky was scoring his goals, there were 75, 80 goals scored a couple times by a few other guys. Yari Curry got 71. Brett Hull got 86. Mario had 70. And Wayne obviously had 92. But now, like, to get 50 goals is, like, unbelievably hard. And he just keeps doing it. It's absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
When goal scoring is so far down and he's still going to challenge for the goal scoring record, he's the greatest goal scorer to ever play our game. And I don't care what anyone else says. I think it's a mute point. He is that now, and it's so impressive.
Then you factor in the alcohol consumption with the longevity, and the man is a marvel. He's a miracle.
Those Russians, man.
He's been training for that. I think they train for that. So,
you're right, he has.
Maybe you can confirm or deny this, Donor. Is Alex Ovechkin still on his celebration from winning the cup all those years ago?
I don't think the celebrations ever stop with him.
Yeah. He enjoys his life, and it is cool. He is a fun guy to be around, and he's just a guy that, and he's a good guy. Like, he really is a good guy. He's a great representative of our sport. All you want your guys to have character and pizzazz, I guess, and he has that in spades. It's so cool. I'm a big fan of him.
Well, Donor, here's hoping the winning streak is still intact a week from today when we talk to you next Tuesday.
Yeah, well, hopefully we have more wins than Jared's U of A team does next week.
Yeah.
The race is on, Donor. We'll find out. Thanks, Shate. Have a good week.
Thanks, Donor.
We'll talk to you next Tuesday.